Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. And next to Aiden McGee, I'm Tom Tirando, and we're glad you're with us tonight on GRHSI Radio. This is Lady Longhorns varsity basketball from George Ranch High School. The Fort Bend Elkins Lady Knights are here for a non-district game, the second to the last non-district game for both of these clubs. Next week, Elkins has their final a non-district game on Tuesday, and then they open up with Bush High School next Friday night when 26A play begins for them. Same for George Ranch after this game. There is a final non-district game against Westside High School on Tuesday before the Lady Longhorns come back here to George Ranch and open up with the Pearland Lady Oilers next Friday night from the friendly confines here at George Ranch High School. Now, the last time that Aiden and I called a women's game, it was here at George Ranch. It was also against the Lady Knights, but this time it was the Lady Knights from Clear Falls High School. That game went into overtime, and George Ranch dropped a 52-50 decision to Clear Falls that night. Then when we came back just a few days ago Tuesday, Charlie Jones and the men's club, they went into overtime. They lost 51-50. So as we commented at that time to Aiden, he's 2-for-2 on being with me on games that end up in overtime, but he's 0-for-2 in Longhorns victory, right?
Yes.
So
I believe that this game's also going to end up in overtime because there's something about these. I know there's two Lady Knights, obviously.
Right.
But these ones, I've heard that Elkins High School doesn't go down without a fight. So this is not going to be an easy basketball game for the Longhorns.
And you will hear Coach Pierce talk about every time they play a Fort Bend school, they're scrappy ball clubs, despite what their records might say. In this case, George Ranch is 12-4, and Elkins has an inverse record. They are 4-11 on the season. So the Lady Knights, in this case, come in having lost two in a row and a 4-11 record. George Ranch comes into this ball game having won two in a row, and they have a 12-4 record. But we've been on many sides of that in a high school football game, baseball game, basketball, what have you, and records just don't mean a whole lot sometimes. So we'll see how this one plays out as we get going. When we come back, we will have that interview that I just talked about with Coach Pierce. For now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, about 10 minutes before tip-off. The Lady Knights from Elkins High School are in the building. They'll play the Lady Longhorns from George Ranch. We had our pregame opportunity, as we always do, to talk to Shalisha Pierce. Here's the interview.
All right, Shalisha Pierce is here for our little chat before the varsity game this evening. I was looking at the schedule. I talked to Charlie about this when the guys were here Tuesday night. You got this game. You got a game Tuesday with Westside, and then district starts on Friday. Seems like it's roaring up upon us.
It did. You know, it doesn't seem like we've played as many games as we've played already. It's kind of gotten here rather quickly. After Thanksgiving, and then, you know, you have that tournament where you play five games in that tournament, it seems like everything just starts rolling together. So, but we've played enough games to be ready, so we just got to step out and do our thing.
That's a pretty hefty non-district schedule. You play 18 games from the beginning of the season until next Friday when you open district play with Pearland. Those are a lot of games to play in that short period.
Yeah, because you're trying to, you know, finalize your rotation, see who can do what where, and, you know, the kind of a situation where the more games you get in, the better idea you have of what you've got. So, you know, this time of the year, practices get shorter. You know, they just get more concise because you start game planning for the next game coming up. Preseason, you're just kind of fine-tuning your stuff, but, you know, now you've got to start looking at other people and what they're running and what you're going to do against it. So you're making more definitive decisions, you know?
So two questions. When you start district play, are the decisions that the kids make on the floor different than they are during pre-district games?
Well, you know, us as coaches scout non-district games, but we scout for what we need to make improvements on mostly. Once we hit district, we're letting the kids know this is what they do, this is what you look for, these are the things you're going to have to make adjustments to. So it's not that different. I mean, our assignments don't change because they're really the things that we're working on in the preseason that we need to have set come district that we can, you know, make adjustments on if we need to in the game. But we just kind of give them a little bit more information about the opponent coming up.
And how about your decision-making and your strategy? Is that different when district finally takes hold?
I mean, for each team, it looks different. You know, we have a couple of teams that are very forward-heavy, and then the rest of our teams are very guard-heavy. So the emphasis on, that you're trying to get the kids to focus on changes slightly, but the game plan pretty much stays the same on offense. You know, we have what we do against zones, what we do against man-to-man, and usually that doesn't change because regardless of what defense the team is running, you've got to find gaps and you've got to find holes, and we're just trying to teach the kids to be able to make those decisions on their own.
Because we can't do it from the bench.
That is Shalisha Pierce in our interview during the JV contest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have our national anthem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's UIL basketball game. Spectators, please remember to grab your responsibility while viewing an athletic game. Please understand that your attitudes and actions influence and school need. It is important that you display the best sportsmanship to help instill proper citizenship, attitudes, and ideals in each youth. Would you please rise and remove your hats for our national anthem?
tonight's basketball game will feature the Lady Knights from Elkins High School.
All right, our national anthem. And the PA announcer, Coach Baker, will give the starting lineups to the crowd here on a Friday night. And we'll do the same from our scorebook. First, for the Lady Knights from Fort Bend Elkins High School, a 5'7 junior, Tatiana Gator. A 5'6 senior, Anika Demira. A 5'8 junior, Miriam Sharif. A 5'7 junior, Didi Ilaconquo. And a 5'10 sophomore, Rachel Sweeney. So, Tatiana Gator, Anika Demira, Miriam Sharif, Didi Ilaconquo, and Rachel Sweeney, the top five and starting five for the Lady Knights, coached by Gregory Bell. And for the Lady Longhorns, a 5'5 senior, Jaden Dunn. A 5'8 junior, Emilian Fowler. A 5'6 sophomore, Rachel Okoye. A 5'10 senior, Izzy Little. And a 5'9 junior, Gabby Owens. Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Rachel Okoye, Izzy Little, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorns. And Aiden, the other night, it was difficult for you to jump in and say anything. The pace of that men's game was quicker than I've seen any game, men's or women's game. But I think tonight you'll have that opportunity to jump in and talk about the game a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't really have much to say in that game because it was so fast-paced. Like, I haven't seen any game like it before.
Yeah, me neither. It was really something. It was, as a play-by-play person, it was hard to keep up with. And as somebody who's trying to jump in between calls, it was even tougher. But we will do our best tonight. Some games in 26A. Fort Bend Austin at Concordia Lutheran. Fort Bend Clements at Wharton. Hitchcock at Ridgepoint. And Barbers Hill at Kempner. These are all 7 o'clock tip-offs, just like this one. In 23-6A, Dickinson at Elsick, Dawson at Deer Park, and Clearbrook at Hastings. And everybody is tipping off at 7 o'clock. All right, Rachel Sweeney, Emilian Fowler to tip it off at midcourt. Longhorns will move right to left across your radio dial, across your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. We're glad you're here. And we're bringing you Lady Longhorns varsity basketball. Tip goes to George Ranch. Around the horn to Rachel Okoye. She tries to drive. The ball kind of tips off her instep and into the hands of Elkins. First turnover of the night to George Ranch. Ball into Rachel Sweeney, the 5'10 sophomore. Out top to Tatiana Gator. Miriam Sharif with the three-pointer. And the Lady Knights are on the board first. It's 3-0. Jaden Dunn with the crossover dribble and across the timeline. She's double-teamed but gets the ball away to Izzy Little, who drives a baseline and puts it up. No good. Rebound to the Lady Longhorns. Ball goes out of bounds. Second turnover to George Ranch. Ball awarded to the Lady Knights. Longhorns employ a press early on. And Izzy Little steals the ball. So that's exactly what the doctor ordered when you employ that press. Ball down low to Rachel Okoye, who drives the lane, lays it up and in. 3-2. Knights ahead. And now the Knights throw the ball out of bounds. Two turnovers for both clubs. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. Lady Longhorns won the JV game 41-30. To Rachel Okoye on the right side, out top to Jaden Dunn, around to Fowler. Okoye now to Dunn on the right side. Down low to Emilian Fowler. She has it slapped away into the hands of the Lady Knights. Here comes Didi Ilakonkwo with the basketball. Shot put up by the Knights. That ball is off the mark into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Fowler on the right wing. And then around the horn to Rachel Okoye in the left corner. 3-2. Elkins leads George Ranch early. Three-pointer on its way from Jaden Dunn. No good. Rebound is taken off by Didi Ilakonkwo. Drive on the basket by Kaylin Bradby. And that shot is no good, but she's fouled going down the lane. Fouled by Jaden Dunn, her first. Check that. At the free throw line is Anika Demera. She was fouled by Jaden Dunn. First shot is off the back iron. No good. Shot on its way, and that one is good. 4-2. Elkins ahead of George Ranch. Down low to Gabby Owens. A little spin move in the lane. No good. Rebound to Rachel Okoye. To Jaden Dunn. Back to Okoye. Into Izzy Little. Turnaround jump shot. Off the rim. No good. And it looked like Emilian Fowler saved it, but into the hands of the Lady Knights. And poked out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Well, the team's trade turnovers here early on. George Ranch with four and the Knights with three. 4:59 left in the first quarter. Knights lead 4-2.
Which again is kind of unexpected, you know, with their streak so far of 12 wins to 4 losses. It's kind of weird to see them start with the upper hand here.
Yeah, I agree, and that's what we talked about early on, was that the records and the numbers you see on the page really don't tell the entire story. George Ranch tied it up at the far end. It's 4-4. And another turnover by the Knights. Three-pointer from Jaden Dunn. Rims around and comes out into the hands of Izzy Little. Longhorn set it up again. Now to Jaden Dunn in the left corner. Puts up a jump shot. And that one is a bit short. Ball comes straight down into the hands of the Knights. Last touched a Longhorn. And the ball's turned over to Elkins. Now stolen away by George Ranch. Emilian Fowler drives on the basket and has that one swatted away. Long pass down court. Does not make a connection. Miriam Sharif was down here trying to get that long outlet pass and couldn't make the connection. Rachel Okoye is out. Jasmine Howard checks in for George Ranch. 5'9 junior Jasmine Howard, her twin Jada, is on the bench for George Ranch. And again, the Longhorns throw that one away, trying to get it down low to Gabby Owens. Now a drive on the basket by Anika Demera. She has that ball slotted back and into the hands down court of Jasmine Howard. She puts up the jumper. No good. Rims around. A tie-up under the basket now between Howard and Demera. And a foul is whistled against Jasmine Howard, her first. Elkins gets the ball in. Instantly, they are double-teamed. Anika Demera gets the ball over midcourt and then loses control. Out of bounds, Izzy Little will inbound right in front of Coach Pierce and her teammates on the bench. Izzy Little in the left corner. Down low to Gabby Owens. Kicks it out to Jasmine Howard. But before that, a foul whistled against Miriam Sharif. Her first. Gabby Owens was hacked before she got that pass underway. Not a shooting foul, so Amelian Fowler will inbound from underneath the basket. Left-handed jump shot from Izzy Little is good. Izzy Little with 4 points. And it's 6-4, George Ranch. First lead of the night for the Longhorns. In the corner here to Janisha Terry, who hits the basket. Freshly in off the bench for Elkins. And the basket score down at the other end by Gabby Owens. It's 8-7. Janisha Terry's basket was a three-pointer. The scoring table didn't see that early on. They only put up 2 points, then corrected that when the Longhorns were making their run down court. All right, 2:10 left in the first quarter. Longhorns by one, 8-7. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Elkins will inbound, this time from under their basket. To Anika Demera. That jump shot from three-point land rattled around and came out. And when the drive on the basket was taking place by Jada Holiday, she was fouled by Jaden Dunn. All right, first free throw by Holiday is no good. Now Jada Howard is in, and Gabby Owens gets a breather. Second free throw on its way, and that one is good by Holiday. We are tied at 8. Emilian Fowler with the ball in the left corner. He tries to drive the lane. Jump shot by Jasmine Howard is good. Jasmine Howard gets on the board with that jump shot just outside of the lane. Jada Holiday has her effort along the baseline kind of put back in her face by Jada Howard and out of bounds. All right, ball inbound to Tatiana Gator. Gator's shot is put up. And it fails to hit anything, goes out of bounds. That's turnover number 8 for the Knights. Shot. Shot from three-point land is good by Jasmine Howard. Jasmine with 5 points, 13-8. Longhorns inside a minute to play in the first quarter. Stripped away. Driving on the basket is Amelia Fowler, and she pulls up short on the layup. And a foul committed. Foul whistled against Miriam Sharif. Her second personal foul at the line is Izzy Little. First free throw is off the mark. Izzy is a 49% free throw shooter. So if those numbers hold true, this one should be made. It's not, off the rim, and a tie-up for the basketball. The word back to George Ranch. Fowler will inbound. Gets it in. Long shot is off the rim. Tracked down by Jasmine Howard. Now out top to Fowler. Back to Howard. Three-pointer on its way again. This one hits the front iron and hops over into the hands of Deja Seiler. Seiler over to Jada Holiday. 10 seconds to play in the first quarter. Longhorns by five. Elkins trying to hit the last shot. If they can get something off, Tatiana Gator is fouled as the whistle sounds. Foul whistled against Amelia Fowler, her second, and that's the end of the first quarter.
13-8, Longhorns winning so far.
Yeah, by five. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more basketball from George Ranch. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, 13-8, Longhorns by 5. A lot of action in that first quarter. Turnovers were a problem, 6 for George Ranch and 9 for the Lady Knights from Elkins High School. That foul against Amelia Fowler was a non-shooting foul as the quarter ended. Elkins takes the ball out on the far side into the hands of Anika Demera. Demera looks for some help, gives the ball off to Didi Ilakonkwo. Shot put up by Didi, no good. Rebound, Jaden Dunn. Dunn drifts towards the left side, puts up a short jumper inside the lane, no good. Into the hands of Fowler. She drives the baseline, puts it up. That's a little bit short, and a tie-up. And the award is going to go to Elkins. No, check that. It's going to George Ranch. All right, the officials finally put the ball into Fowler's hands to Izzy Little. Little jump shot off the glass is good. Izzy Little with 6 points. 15-8. Longhorns by 7. Out top to Anika Demera. Her shot is no good. Cleared off the boards by Izzy Little to Jaden Dunn. Yeah. And there's a player in for George Ranch. We don't have her name or number on our roster, so we'll figure that out here in a little bit. Drive on the lane by Anika Demera. That one rims around and comes out. Rebound by Izzy Little to Fowler on the right side. Jaden Dunn cross court. Three-pointer on its way. Good. Jaden Dunn with her first points of the night. And it's a three-pointer. It's 18-8. Now the Longhorns are flexing their muscles a little bit and extend the lead to 10 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The game's not evened up as I thought it would be, but it is not being as, you know, disappointing as I thought it would be.
Yeah, we looked at things coming in. George Ranch at 12-4. Elkins almost the inverse record at 4-11. Lady Knights have lost two in a row. George Ranch has won two in a row. And it had the makings of being a lopsided game. The first quarter was not like that. But here in the latter stages of the first quarter and now into the second, George Ranch is kind of pulling away a little bit. Now enjoy a 10-point lead at 18-8. Basketball to Didi Ilikankwo, taken away by Gabby Owens. Into the corner, long shot off the mark by Jada Howard. Taken away by the Longhorns. Three-pointer, Jaden Dunn. But Jaden Dunn was scoreless in the first quarter. Comes up with 2 3-pointers. And the lead is now 13, 21-8. And Jaden Dunn with 6 points. Shot put up, no good. Comes around and off the rim. Tatiana Gator could not hit that mark. And at the far end, Longhorns walk with the basketball. Turnover number 7 for the Longhorns. Ball to Miriam Cherie. Puts up the shot. It hops over the front of the rim and falls through. And maybe Coach Pierce called a timeout as soon as that basket dropped through. It's 21-10.
Seemed like she called the timeout as soon as Miriam Fowler got injured a little bit, as soon as she tripped.
And so maybe it'll serve a couple purposes. Let her get her club back together. Let Emilian Fowler rest up a bit. We'll see who comes back out on the court. A short timeout granted to the Longhorns. 15-8, George Ranch at the end of first quarter. It's now 21-10, a little more than midway through the second quarter. All right, Longhorns inbound in front of their bench to Jaden Dunn, over to Rachel Lacoye on the right side. Back to Dunn out top, a little backwards dribble while she gets set. Now she drives the lane, dumps it off to Gabby Owens, who lays it up and in. Gabby Owens with 4 points. Jaden Dunn with a good assist on that in the Paytow game on Tuesday. Longhorns won that one 74-31. Dunn had 18 points and 3 assists. She got one here to Gabby Owens. Longhorns with the rebound. Owens with the ball. And now kicks it out top to Jaden Dunn. And another three-pointer for Jaden Dunn. That one coming from the top of the key. The others from the left corner, or the left three-point range, we should say.
Mm-hmm.
Now a drive on the basket by Demera. Little hook shot. That's no good. Off the boards, into the hands of Rachel Okoye. She drives, puts up a left-handed layup. And that one is off the mark. And a foul whistled against Okoye, who went in towards the basket a little strong and drew the offensive foul. 26-10, Longhorns by 16. Into Rachel Sweeney. She tries to find Didi Ilakangwo over here and throws it out of bounds. 11 turnovers for the Knights. Izzy Little will inbound to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the right-hand dribble. Drifts towards the right side to Rachel Okoye. Now on the baseline, Izzy Little. Little tied up down there. Gets it out top to Fowler. Fowler, kind of a spin move, heads back towards the right side to Okoye. Now all the way across court to Jaden Dunn. Another shot on its way. This one inside the three-point line. And Jaden Dunn with 11 points here in the second quarter. Still have 3:20 to go before halftime. Nika Demera handles the basketball. Okoye on her. Down to Rachel Sweeney. Back to Demera. A left-hand floating layup is no good. Ball drifts out of bounds. Last touch by George Rant. Tuesday night, Longhorns go to Westside High School. That will complete their non-district schedule. They will have played 18 games in their non-district schedule. And here's Demera's shot from way outside. She hits the three-pointer. She's got 4 points on the night. A drive on the basket at the far end by the Longhorns. A foul whistled against Michaela Tarver, her first. Finishing that thought, the Longhorns will then return to George Ranch next Friday night and host the Pearland Lady Oilers in the very first 23-6A game for the 19-20 season. While we were talking about that, Gabby Owens hit the first of her two free throws, second one on its way, same result. She's got 4 points this quarter and 6 for the ballgame. To Demera, the 5'6 senior. Gabby Owens on her. Ball thrown into the lane and taken away by George Ranch. Down court to Izzy Little. First shot, no good. And the rebound, though, by Gabby Owens is good. Good follow by the 5'9 junior, Gabby Owens. 32-13, Longhorns by 19 points. To Demera on the far side. She handles the basketball almost exclusively for the Elkins Knights, and she's fouled going down the lane by Izzy Little. All right, at the free throw line, Anika Demera. First free throw on its way, bounces around and drops in. 5 points for Anika. Checking in, Jada Holiday. Checking out, Didi Ilakangwo. Second free throw on its way, good again. 3 for 4 in free throws is Demera. 32-15 at the other end. There's a lay-in by Gabby Owens. Gabby Owens with 8 points this quarter and 10 for the ball game. Inside 2 minutes to play. Fouled by Michaela Tarver, her second. I had my head down in the scorebook. Did you see who scored for us?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, we'll just put it on the scorebook, and we'll figure that one out at halftime as well. We need to identify a George Ranch player at the same time. Tatiana Gator, he is whistled for traveling. Kind of left her pivot foot for just a moment and called her for traveling. The 5'7 junior in the ballgame now for Gregory Bell's club. The inbound by Izzy Little. Over to Nia Swafford. Swafford in the ball game for the first time tonight. Into the corner to Jasmine Howard. A little too quick on her feet, trying to get around her defender on the baseline. She travels. 8 turnovers now for George Rant. Inside a minute to play before halftime. Ball put up. No good. Shot by Rachel Sweeney falls off into the hands of Gabby Owens. To Swafford. To Izzy Little. Little has that one poked out of bounds. Swafford will inbound. Nia Swafford is a 5'6 senior. Gets the ball into Gabby Owens. Back to Swafford. Right-hand dribble, crossover. Now she heads towards the right side. Puts it into the hands of Jasmine Howard. Her shot is no good. Swafford's rebound. And she's a little awkward position. That ball goes up, hits the bottom of the backboard, and goes out of bounds. Walking up, maybe looking for the last shot, is Jada Holiday. Gets it over to Anika Demera. This one's stolen away by George Rand. 14 turnovers for Elkins. Drive on the basket is good. And again, we'll identify who that is for the Lady Longhorns, who just scored the basket. There's a shot to end the second quarter. Longhorns, 38. And the Lady Knights, 15. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So, where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. to subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is a skilled team of dentists at Harold Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harold Dentistry team by email at haroldentistry@att.net. That's Harold Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
Always believe.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Wow.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, we are back at George Ranch High School. It's halftime. Longhorns lead by 23, 38-15. That one picked up in scoring and intensity and speed in that second quarter, Aiden.
Yeah. I didn't expect the game to be so, one-sided here, because it looks like George Ranch is probably going to be the one on top this time around. Because the last two games I've been at, George Ranch wasn't, they weren't being destroyed by the other team, but they were getting they didn't really. Win those last two games that I was at.
Yeah, and we talked about this during our pregame show that the last time you and I were together doing a Lady Longhorns game, it ended in the Longhorns losing 52-50 in an overtime game. And that one was back and forth, and you had called that about midway through that it was probably going to be one of those games that ended up tied, and in fact it was. This one, Longhorns led 15-8 after the first quarter, now lead 38-15, so they outscored the Lady Knights in the second quarter 23-7 and lead by 23. Scorers on the night, Jaden Dunn with 11. All of those 11 were scored in the second quarter, 3 three-pointers, and then a jump shot inside the arc. 10 points for Gabby Owens. 8 of those came in the second quarter. So 11 by Dunn and 8 by Owens. So there's 19 of the 23 that George Ranch scored in the second quarter. The other basket came from Morgan King, who's in the lineup, and she is the Lady Longhorn we couldn't identify. We checked out the official scorebook, and it's, in fact, Morgan King for George Ranch. She scored that basket in the second quarter. Longhorns finished with 9 turnovers through one half of play. On the other side of the book, Lady Knights with 14 turnovers. 6 points by Anika Demera, 5 by Miriam Sharif, 3 by Janisha Terry, and then Jada Holiday with a free throw in the first quarter. And that's where we are, 38-15. Take a break here. When we come back, Aiden and I will get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Alright, thank you ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns 38, Lady Knights 15. As we pointed out in the pregame, second to the last game in non-district schedules for both of these clubs. Next week, 26A begins for Elkins when they play Bush. Longhorns have their first 23-6A game next Friday night when they come back here to host Pearland. In the meantime, they will play Westside on Tuesday night, and that'll be the last non-district game. This ball is stolen away by Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the layup. No good. Gabby Owens goes up. Can't get the shot. It's knocked away. Out top to Emilian Fowler. Shot on its way. No good. A rebound into the hands of Rachel Sweeney, and then a foul whistled against Gabby Owens, her first. And a ball taken away by the Longhorns. And a drive on the basket, and that's good by Rachel Okoye. Okoye with 4 points tonight. Longhorns moving left to right now and coming towards us here at George Ranch. Shot on its way. Three-pointer is good by Didi Ilakonkwo. Her first 3 points of the night. Drive down the lane by Emilian Fowler, lays it up and in. Fowler gets on the board. Her first 2. 42-18, Longhorns by 24. Ball down low to Rachel Sweeney. Now out top to Miriam Sharif, who puts up the shot, and that's no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Longhorns. Lady Knights will inbound under their basket. Now it's stolen away by George Ranch. Rachel Okoye to Jaden Dunn, who drives on the right side. No good. Okoye puts it back up and good. Jaden Dunn with the layup a little bit too hard. Rebound And the putback by Rachel Lacoye, who now has 6 points on the night. Turn around jump shot by Tatiana Gator in the lane is no good. Rebound, Okoye to Jaden Dunn. Dunn down the lane, has that ball kicked away. And she's fouled in the process. Foul whistled against Tatiana Gator, her first. And you heard Coach Pierce in the pregame talking about the fact that these players and even the coaches are working things out during these non-district games so they know exactly what they're going to do and what's expected of them when district play starts next week. Okoye is fouled by Sharif, her third. Rachel at the free throw line. First one is up and good by Okoye. He's got 7 points on the night. Next shot from the right-handed shooter. That one is off the mark. The ball is kicked outside. Back to Okoye. Now Jaden Dunn, three-pointer. Off the mark. Rebound is tracked down by Janisha Terry. Janisha Terry to Didi Ilikangwo. Ball knocked away momentarily. Back into the hands of the Lady Knights. Anika Demera. Into the corner. And Janisha Terry back out to Demera. 5:28 left in the third quarter. Anika Demera on the left side. Jump shot. A little bit short. Rebounded by Rachel Okoye. Okoye picked up by Demera. Now kind of hemmed in, and that ball is knocked around and out of bounds. Turnover number 10 for George Ranch. The inbound to Didi Ilikangwo. Down to Miriam Sharif. Ball in the lane, shot by Anika Demera. No good, rebound to Izzy Little. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn shakes her defender, now gives it to Fowler right in front of us. Down low to Gabby Owens, who lays it up and in. Gabby Owens with 12 points. She had 8 in the second quarter, 2 in the first, 2 here in the third for her 12 on the night. Ball almost denied by to Sharif by Izzy Little. And now it is finally intercepted by the Longhorns. Driving on the left side is Fowler. That basket is good. And she is fouled by Didi Ilikangwo. Emilian Fowler with 4 points here in the quarter. Emilian Fowler averages 7.5 points a game, 44% from the free throw line. In checks Morgan King, and out goes Rachel Okoye. Ball on its way, no good. Free throw by Fowler is off the mark. Into the hands of Didi Ilikangwo. She goes down low to Janisha Terry, who puts it up. No good. In the lane, the rebound and the putback. Also no good by Terry. And Fowler comes away with the basketball. Inside the arc, jump shot. Rims around and comes out into the hands of Michaela Tarver. That one stolen away by Jaden Dunn. Into the hands of Morgan King. Back to Dunn. And Dunn tries to drive in on the left side, and she's fouled by Ilikangwo, her second. Deja Seiler and Jada Holiday check in for the Lady Knights. Longhorns will inbound on the far side. A million Fowler do that. It comes in to Jada Howard. Back to Fowler. To Izzy Little. Little loses control momentarily. Back to Fowler, who drives a baseline. Puts it up just a little bit too hard. It comes off the front rim. Rebound, Jada Holiday. Holiday with the right-hand dribble. She's guarded out top by a million Fowler. Fowler to Michaela Tarver. And that ball's taken away by George Ranch. 19th turnover of the night for Elkin. Fowler drives the left side. And she is fouled on that effort. Foul Michaela Tarver, her third. And Fowler back to the free throw line. Fowler, 4 points on the night. Missed a free throw earlier here in the third. Next one on its way, and that's good. Rachel Sweeney checks in, and out goes Michaela Tarver. Second free throw for Fowler. Bounces around and drops through. George Ranch has Jaden Dunn, Morgan King, Izzy Little, Jada Howard, and Jasmine Howard in the ballgame now. Shot put up by Elkins. No good. Rebound to Izzy Little. Little to Jaden Dunn. Dunn wants to head down the lane. She stopped in that effort and pushed back outside to Morgan King. King to Dunn. Right in front of us here in the left corner. To Izzy Little, down the lane. Little, left-handed jump shot is good. Izzy Little got that one to roll in. 8 points for the senior. Round the horn to Deja Seiler. Seiler to Janisha Terry. Back to Seiler. Seiler guarded out top by Izzy Little. Loses control of the dribble. Now maintains it enough to get it over to Jada Holiday. And Holiday tries to drive the left side. She's turned away by Morgan King, who commits the personal foul. Second one of the night for Morgan. Rachel Okoye checks in. Jaden Dunn will get a breather. Knights trying to get this one in. It's instantly slapped out of bounds by Izzy Little, and they'll try that again. Janisha Terry, the 5'7 sophomore, looking to inbound. Finally gets it in the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Miriam Sharif. That one is no good, but the putback is good by Janisha Terry. Janisha Terry with 5 points on the night. 53-20, Longhorns by a bunch. To Morgan King. King is... I guess stepped out of bounds. Ball is being awarded to the Knights. I thought maybe she was fouled by Deja Seiler. But that's not the case. 11 turnovers now for George Rant. To Seiler. In the corner to Sharif. Sharif looking down low, and that ball is knocked out of bounds into the hands of George Rant. Izzy Little checks out of the ball game. Nia Swafford, the 5'6 senior, back in the lineup for Shalisha Pierce's club. To Jasmine Howard. Howard puts up the jumper in the lane. No good. The rebound comes off to the Lady Knights. And Seiler, who tries to drive on the right side. And an offensive foul whistled against Deja Seiler, her first. She had a big head of steam coming into that one.
Yeah.
And committed the offensive foul. Nia Swafford to Okoye. Back to Okoye now in the corner. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound on the far side again. Nia Swafford will do that for George Ranch. Holds the ball high. Now gets it in to Jada Howard. Back to Swafford. In the corner to Morgan King. King being guarded by Seiler. Has the ball knocked away. King tracks it down. And she's fouled then by Deja Seiler, her second. Inside 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. The Lady Longhorns hosting the Lady Knights from Elkins High School. Ball comes to Swafford. Little turnaround bank off the glass is good. Nia Swafford with a couple points here in the third quarter. He is Aiden McGee. I'm Tom Tarando. And we're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Ball knocked away, tied up. And the award goes to George Ranch. Swafford into Rachel Okoye. Slowly brings the ball up to Morgan King. Back to Okoye in the corner here in front of us. Now Jada Howard on the baseline to Swafford. Out to Morgan King. Three-pointer on its way is short. And that goes out of bounds as the horn sounds. That's the end of the third quarter. Lady Longhorns 55, Elkins 20. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, waiting on the start of the fourth quarter. Longhorns comfortably ahead, you could say, 55-20 against the Elkins Lady Knights.
Yeah, I don't see them coming back at this point, but they could at least try their best, at least, to, you know, keep them from, you know, getting even higher on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and that's one thing Coach Pierce talked about, that records notwithstanding, these Fort Bend teams are very scrappy ball clubs. They come in and they are always working hard regardless of their record and regardless of score.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Dunn down the line and she's fouled. Not a shooting foul. So she'll get a 1-1 foul whistled against Rachel Sweeney, the 5'10 sophomore, her first. Dunn at the free throw line. 11 points on the night. Free throw on its way off the front iron. Ball last touched by the Longhorns and out of bounds. Jada Holiday, the 5'4 junior, over to Seiler. Seiler gets it down low to Rachel Sweeney. Puts up the one-handed running layup, and that one is a little bit short off the iron into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn head to Fowler. Fowler down low to Izzy Little. Little kicks it out to Rachel Okoye. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound to Fowler momentarily. She's knocked to the floor, but loses control of the basketball. Now a collision near midcourt. And the ball goes out of bounds. Unintentional collision with Fowler and one of the Knights. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be triggered on the far side by Deja Seiler. Seiler gets it into Jada Holiday. Holiday to the 5'6 sophomore, Deja Seiler. And the ball is taken by Michaela Tarver. She steps on the out-of-bounds line on the far side and commits the turnover number 21 now for Elkins. All right, ball down along the baseline to Morgan King. She is tripped by Janisha Terry. Terry's first personal foul. And the bonus in effect for the Longhorns, Morgan King at the free throw line with a couple points tonight. Ball on the way, no good. Tracked down by Jasmine Howard. Now to Jada Howard. Back out top to Nia Swafford. And now Morgan King. King to Okoye. Back to King. And Okoye was looking for the reverse layup. Couldn't pull it off, so she kicks it out top to Morgan King. King, little backwards dribble, draws Seiler out. Now to Swafford. She's tied up momentarily. Gets away. And drives the baseline. Now again, a jump ball. And this one will go to the Knights. It'll be a turnover for George Ranch, number 13 on the night. A little indecision on what exactly transpired, and I think that this will be a reversal. The ball is not given to the Knights. That means we'll take a turnover off the board for George Rant. Longhorns get it in to Jada Howard. Howard in the lane, puts it up and in. Jada Howard, her first 2 points of the night. Her sister Jasmine has five. Jada Holiday drifts towards the left side, picked up by Rachel Okoye. Out top to Deja Seiler. Seiler over to Holiday. Back to Seiler. Yeah, Swafford on her. Now Seiler drives around, a nice pick set for her. Three-pointer on the way by Anika Demera back in the ballgame. That's no good. Demera gets a rebound, drives on the right side. That one also is off the rim and no good. Into the hands of Okoye. Now down court to Morgan King. To Okoye, back out top to King, to Swafford around the horn, to the Howards, Jada. Hits the basket. I was looking for an indication of whether that was a three-pointer or not, and it was not. 59-20, Longhorns by 39. Around jump shot on the way from Anika Demera. No good. A tie-up. Again, under the basket, and this one will go over to the Lady Knights. Yeah. And again, the ball was inbounded, then the horn sounded, so having a little bit of issues here on the tempo. I think one of the Lady Knights checked in without being buzzed in by the score or being asked to come in by the referees. In any event, that got sorted out. Didi Ilekhankwo is in the ball game now. Still a little bit of a discussion along the baseline at the far end as the officials try to sort out exactly what happened, who was taking the ball out, when they should take it out, those kind of things. We have not seen Savannah Velasquez tonight, nor have we seen Tiffany Hinojosa on the roster for George Ranch. Everybody else has been in the ball game tonight. All right, we are ready for basketball. Ball drifts in to Ilekhankwo. She's guarded by Morgan King. That ball stolen away by George Ranch. Now down court, but nobody's going to get to it. Longhorns now pick up their 12th turnover on the night. That was too high and too far for Nia Swafford to track down. Great pointer rims in and out for Deja Seiler. Good look at the basket from beyond the arc by Seiler. That one kind of was halfway down in the cylinder and bounced out. Seiler steals it away from Morgan King. To Ilekhankwo. Kind of a pass shot goes down the lane and a jump ball is called. And the ball is awarded to George Ranch. .345 left in the ball game. Longhorns will pick up their 13th win of the 19-20 season against four losses. They'll have the last non-district game against Westside High School next Tuesday night on the road. And then they'll come back here and open up against the Lady Oilers from Pearland High School in the first district game of the year. 23-6A will get underway next Friday night for all the teams. Once again, the ball thrown away by the Knights into the hands of Rachel Okoye to Swafford. Out top to Morgan King. King drives the right side and leaves it off for Swafford. And a shot on the way. Three-pointer is good. Jasmine Howard with 8 points. 62-20. Longhorns with the lopsided lead, and it's been like that since midway through the second quarter. Almost a steal by Howard. Back into the hands of Anika Demera. She tries a layup on the left side. That one rims around and comes out into the hands of Okoye again. Now Nia Swafford with the three-pointer, and that's good. Nia Swafford with 5 points. This time, a three-pointer on the far side. Longhorns have a whole collection of three-pointers. Let's see who the foul's on the far side. Foul whistled against Jada Howard, her first. Let's see, three three-pointers by Jaden Dunn. 1-2 by Jasmine Howard. One by Nia Swafford. And that's it. So 4 or 5 three-pointers. First free throw by Anika Demera at the far end is good. She will get another free throw. It's on its way and good again. That one bounced about three times on the rim before it decided to drop through. To Howard out top to Swafford. Back to Howard in the lane. Turnaround jump shot too hard. Rebound, Deja Seiler. The ball ahead to Demera, and the ball is pushed out of bounds by Swafford. So it'll be inbound down underneath the Lady Knights basket. Inbound to Seiler. Drives on the left side and puts it in. Deja Seiler with her first points of the night. Closing in on a minute and a half to play. To Rachel Okoye. To Howard. A little running lay-in attempt by Jada Howard. That one is a little bit too hard. Kind of got pinned in between the backboard and the rim on the right side for a second. Now drops down into the hands of the Knights. Shot put up, and that air ball is taken away by George Ranch. And now the Knights return the favor, steal it away from the Lady Longhorns. Shot put up from the corner by Demera. And the ball goes out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound. Longhorns have Morgan King, Jada Howard, Jasmine Howard, Rachel Okoye, and Swafford in the lineup. Ball stolen away by the Knights. The lay-in on the left side by Janisha Terry is no good. Into the hands of George Ranch. Now the ball is knocked around. Kind of a sloppy play here in the waning seconds. We're inside a minute to play. And the Longhorns give up the basketball on an over and back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with 50 seconds left to go, I don't know if there's any hope for them. But, hey, this was a good game, though, to watch. I don't know. I just... It's the first game I'm going to be at where it doesn't go into overtime, so that's good.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Shot put up at the far end a couple of times by the Lady Knights. None of them fall in. Inside 25 seconds to play. Ball to Jada Howard. The jump shot is good. She's got 6 points all here in the final quarter. To Seiler. Seiler. Over to Tatiana Gator. She drives on the basket. That one hits the back of the rim. No good. Ball poked out of bounds, and that's the final buzzer. Final score from George Ranch. Lady Longhorns, 67. Lady Knights, 24. Aiden and I will be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harrell Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harrell Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
All right, back at George Ranch High School. And we will wrap this one up. Longhorns 67, Lady Knights 24. And I'll let Aiden give you the scoring totals for each of the Lady Longhorns. And then I'll do the Lady Knights and we'll wrap this one up. So here's Aiden with that.
All right, so we've got Jaden Dunn, who has 11 points overall. We have Amelian Fowler with 6 points. Savannah wasn't able to make it, unfortunately. Rachel Okoye with 7 points. Izzy Little with 8. Gabby Owens with 12. Jada Howard with 6. Jasmine Howard with 8. Naya Swafford with 5. And Morgan King, the new player, with 2.
Yeah, and that wraps up the scoring for George Ranch. They scored 67 points. They had 17 turnovers, and you can bet that Coach Pierce will talk to them about that when they get into district play. That's way too many turnovers to stay competitive in the district games. On the other side of the scorebook, Lady Knights were led in scoring by Anika Demera with 8, 5 each for Janisha Terry and Miriam Sharif. 3 points by Didi Ilikonkwo, 2 by Deja Seiler, and a free throw by Jada Holiday. They finished with 24 points and had 26 turnovers, and that's a rarity in any kind of basketball game, men's or women's, where the turnovers eclipse the amount of points they scored in a game. So, again, Gregory Bell will be talking to his forces about cutting those down before 26A play starts next Friday for the Lady Knights. In the JV game, George Ranch 41 and the Lady Knights 30 in that one. Final score again in the varsity game, Longhorns 67, Lady Knights 24. For Aiden McGee, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. We'll be back on the air again Tuesday night from George Ranch with the men's game. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. So long, everybody. We'll be right back.